Dogen says, if it says that mind is plants and trees, no plants and trees to be mind. And if it says that Buddha is tiles and pebbles, believe that tiles and pebbles themselves are Buddha. If you go on changing your original convictions, you should find a way. You should find a way. You can find a way anyway. So, Buddhism always doesn't always say to you, just believe like this. You know, pebble is Buddha. It is not exactly right. That's why Buddha and patriarch anyway give teachings. Well, taking care of human consciousness. But simultaneously, it is not good enough. We have to practice anyway. So how can you practice? Well, let's deal with the flower of the universe anyway. Not the small flower you can see. Anyway, let's handle the flower of the universe. Practically. But if you handle flowers, just your flowers at that time, it's not, it's very difficult to communicate flowers anymore. There is no exactly peaceful world. So, practically, let's handle the flower as a universe. That is a very simple practice anyway. Simple practice. Practical. Okay. That is Dogen's always teaches us in Ehe Shingi, Shingi, regulation of Ehe monastery. So he always teaches us that the cold kome means rice, you know. They put the oil, you know, before rice, you know, okome. O means a prat usage, you know. But if you read this sentence and Mason said, it's funny. It's very funny. Well, okome is very common, but he uses more polite usage, you know, in the world. But I don't think you should always polite usage in one sentence completely polite, you know. I don't think so. This is not polite, you know. Polite, what the Dogen Zenji want to tell us is, let's use a rice as a universe anyway. Because you have to see the universe in a grain of rice anyway. And that can be naturally, practically you can call, you can speak of a grain of rice with gratitude and kindness and compassion and practice. So you can waste even a grain of rice and like this. So that is constantly Dogen emphasizes, very practical. But on the other hand, actual practice is important, but simultaneously there is a teaching. Okay? You have to understand one by one anyway. And also still the teachings and practice there, but still it's not good enough because we have still emotions and lots of old views. That's why we need guidance. Guidance is directory guidance, you know. If you go this way, just like a shepherd. you should go this way. That's all. That guidance is important. So in Solo Zen we have tradition of training the monk, so called Zuixin. Zuixin means follow. Shin means the body. So Zixi means follow the teacher. That teacher is, for instance, if you become a monk under the guidance of under a certain teacher, that teacher is ordained teacher. But if you see another teacher who is great teacher, at that time you can practice Buddha's teaching under him. Even though he is not ordained teacher, he is not a Dhamma teacher, etc., you can still have a chance to practice under him. Living together and anyway, teaching and learn the Buddha's teaching through his life, through his concrete guidance. You know. So that is called Zixin. That Zixin system is very important for us. But I don't know what to do in the United States. That's why Dogen, the commentary says all mediate dharmas are majestic activities they of all the Buddhas. That means anyway, the all sentient beings, tables, microphones are nothing but anyway manifestation of Buddha's function, Buddha's work, which is very majestic. No one can destroy, no one can, well, interrupt. Anyway, it's very majestic, contented. It's very perfect. Okay. So that is what is called universe and flower. We have to see the universe in flowers. We have to see, anyway, tables in the universe. We have to see the universe in the tables. If you see the universe, there is a flowers. That is very important, what is called Buddha. Okay? It is not abstract philosophical teaching, metaphysical teaching. So this is something practically you can experience. That's why when you experience directly through your body and mind, that Buddha, the teachings, you know, that co-interdependent origination is what is called Buddha, because personalized, it's really, it becomes your personality. That teaching completely becomes personality, helping your personality, penetrating your personality. That's why at that time, that is called Buddha. So that Buddha is appearing just light of personality you have. That is Buddha. So, that's why it is very important for us. And it says also, the Buddha's majestic activities are what is called total self. So that is really total self. If you enter flower, the seeing the universe in it, practically, anyway, if you handle flower like this, that is really practice you do, but that practice is not your practice, but also that is a universal practice. So total practice, total self. So that's why very naturally your life becomes deep, and that practice enhances your life. Many religions misunderstand a way how to deepen your life, how to enhance your life. Always using a technique and try to reach a certain stage and don't think this is real religious practice. Religious practice must be something more than that. Even Buddhism always using their technique and their leading the people to reach a certain stage, and then you are great. Okay. And the next, what should you do? Okay. It's fine, but I don't think it's really religious practice, because religious practice teaching you anyway how to live in security, religious security, spiritual security. Okay. Anyway, your life must be peaceful and secure day to day. That is most important. If you do zazen, your zazen must be secure right now, right here. But if your mind pokes itself into your zazen, you don't believe, because your zazen is not secure. But it is already zazen. You poke your head into it, so it's not real zazen, you can see. So real zazen is real zazen. Just sit down there. It's really secure. But if mind is constantly poking its head into it and analyze, synthesize, and criticize, and then you scream, and mind screams, and excitement, and always doing that. How can I secure? How can I be secure? How can you be secure? So no matter how long you, of course, if always the teacher hits your hip and in order to attain enlightenment, just like a cow and a horse, you know, of course, you can reach a certain stage, but it's endlessly, it's endless, it's endless. No goal. So goal, real goal is right now, right here. That is what's called spiritual security. So called faith, one, or peace, or harmony. That's exactly there. Even one moment, if you can do it, that's wonderful. But regardless of whether you feel that piece of zazen in a moment or not, okay, you are really peaceful. Zazen is exactly peaceful. That is real zazen you do. That's what teacher offers. I have to give a chance to do such a zazen. Okay? No matter how long your mind screams and complains and I'm mad at such a kind of zazen, well, I know that, but I can't have a chance to deal with it. Okay. If you want to deal with such a mind, well, you should go to see the psychiatrist, and you should go to the hospital and teachers and at the schools and discuss about this. That's better. But my responsibility is not something like this. My responsibility is to put you right in the middle of religious security, spiritual security, what is called peace. Why? Because you are struggling for being peaceful in many ways. Consciously or not consciously, spiritually and unconsciously. Well, sometimes completely beyond conscious or unconscious. You really want to do. There is no excuse. You really want to do. As the acute, urgent state of human life. No other way. But actually, emotionally, intellectually, or intentionally, you don't like. You don't like zazen. You don't like sesshin. But you sit. Why do you sit zazen? Why do you do this kind of ridiculous zazen? Can't you explain this? You can explain, but it doesn't hit the mark. It doesn't make sense. But if it doesn't make sense, why don't you stop it? But you can't stop it. Well, to stop is to stop doing zazen is exactly to stop living anyway. To stop living. Why don't you do as you like? But you can't do this either. And you cannot do zazen either. But where are you going? No way. So finally you sit down here. Sit down here finally. But just sit down here means what is this? It makes sense? No, it doesn't make sense. But you cannot say it doesn't make sense. It makes sense in a sense. Let's think so. Because if you sit down, you feel a little bit. But you say, it makes sense? No, it's not make sense. Still, it doesn't make sense. So, constantly you discuss, argue, you know. It makes sense? It doesn't make sense. Well, what shall I do? Shut up, do it. But shall I shut up and keep your mind shut? Just do your set, just do your best to do zazen. Well, you say, yes, I will do. But it makes sense? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't save your life. Just sitting. How much your practice is making progress? It doesn't mean nothing to see. It's really nonsense. But you can't do it. You can't stop it. I don't mean zazen is sweet. Zazen is wonderful. Zazen is complete beyond. Because zazen leads you completely directly to put yourself right in the middle of what is called life. Okay? Exactly life. And death. Which is in acute urgent state. Nothing to count. But you just be there. That is shikantala. That is a shikantala. And that is anyway gyobutsu. If you can do it, that is what is called gyobutsu. That is really peace. What is called peaceful or harmonious. Spiritual security. At that time, you are you, but you are completely universe. That's why this comment says, this is the Buddha's majestic activities are what is called total self. Total self. That which is neither not combination nor not fusion, such as gyo-soku activity in contentment. Well, that total self is not the majestic practice of what is called Buddha. It's not something combination of subject and object, subject and the universe. Or not fusion. The subject and the universe are completely fused. I don't think this is total self. Okay. A total self, what is called Buddha's majestic, is something alive from moment to moment. Anyway, if one is a peace, what is a peace? Peace means oneness of the subject and the universe, or combination of universe and you. That is called peace, or of course. But it's still idea. What is really peace? You must be peace anyway. You must be peaceful. And you must be harmonious right now. That's why that is really not combination, not fusions. Such is called activity in contentment. Activity and contentment. It's really stable. Stable in stability, in majesty. That practice is Buddhist practice. Go, Buddha. Okay. So, activity in contentment is to carry continually majestic activities. Oh, of course it is. Activity in contentment is just to carry continually majestic activities. Peaceful life, spiritual peaceful life is something you just carry on and on every day in majestic way, That is peace, peaceful life, or spiritual security. That lies in ultimately no rule or no regulations, because this is completely beyond rule or regulations, because it is something you have to do anyway, day by day. It is active Buddha and sitting Buddha.